The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
My goodness, it is ReviewParty.com 200, baby. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Oh, we got a show for you. It's going to be special. It's going to be crazy since it's episode 200. But if it's your first time here, coming in episode 200, well, don't feel like you're 199 episodes behind. You arrived just on time because right here we got internet reviews. We got comedy.
Keep going.
Brent and Matt.
Yeah.
We read the reviews and then we talk about them for, you know, for a little while. And hopefully the review's funny. Hopefully we're funny. Hopefully you have a laugh. You feel included. I don't know. Is that what a podcast is like, Matt? Did I forget anything?
We're going to try to be any of the following three: hot, sick, and nasty. If we hit tight, 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 things are going really well.
The commas in those are so important, too. Because you don't want to mash the hot, the sick, or the nasty together in any sort of combination.
You don't want hot, sick.
Sick, nasty. That might be the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Sick, nasty's pretty cool. Yeah, but hot, sick, and hot, nasty? Oh, no hot nasties, please. Keep your hot nasties to yourself. But yeah, I think that covers it. I don't know. Matt, do you want to just kick it off?
Yeah. You know what? I'll kick it right off. I know this is our 200th episode, and if most of your reviews are like most of my reviews, they're all based on something with the number 200.
Really, we got real creative. But it's also going to be really big and crazy.
I'm gonna break the schism, break the scheme. I'm gonna break hearts right now, and go with an Amazon review of a book. Has nothing to do with 200, but this is our style. For you new listeners on episode 200, this is something our style. This is a book. It is Shakespeare, Shifters of Verona number 2, The Taming of the Shrew.
Wow.
And I'm going to send you the cover right now.
Yeah, for the new listeners, this new listener scarecrow we've made. We love a smutty book on Amazon, and the more out there, the concept, the better. And we were real into shifter romance books, as in like werewolves, werebears, were blanks. Not a lot of were humans. I would like to, but it is tradition when you read one of the smut to have the non smut review bringer to describe the cover. This is by Lily K. Hill. She's top billing. God, oh my God, I'm really looking at it now. So besides the title and everything, it says the Taming of the Shrew in script. Behind that is a lady, she's on top of a man, and I guess what's most notable, what must be said, is she's choking this man. She is straddling him and choking him. He appears to be gasping for breath, perhaps breast as well. Maybe that comes later, but you know, she's going in for the kiss. It's very erotic, right? I don't think she's trying to kill him. I think she's trying to, one of these people are shrews and they're trying to be tamed. He doesn't have a shirt on. He's grabbing her knee. I really don't like his haircut, but she looks fantastic.
Okay.
But yeah, Shakespeare, Shifters of Rona.
I'm realizing, I might be reviewing this review might actually be for the Romeo and Juliet version, which is simply titled Star-Crossed. But there's a lot of the same imagery going on.
We got shifters, and they are humping.
The review luckily doesn't mention any of the actual book's content. But I'll just get to it. This is an Amazon review from Chloe. Titles their review, Maybe Shakespeare is Flattered in His Grave. And Chloe writes, oh my gosh, no, haha, I bought this book because I couldn't believe the word Shakespeare was in a published title, and it was free. I was totally willing to be proven wrong about my judgment, but it's too much. I'm stopping at 70% after probably skipping 30 pages As soon as I start seeing awkward euphemisms for genitalia, I skip. Life's too short. Shapeshifting and magic, done well, could have probably refreshed the story, but here it's just sprinkled on top of eroticized Shakespeare fanfic. Total sales gimmick instead of creative innovation. Well, author, you published a book, so good job. And maybe you'll do better next time. 1 star.
What are all these shifter books that they're reading that are so fucking fantastic?
I can't imagine there are any.
What are these shifter romance books winning Pulitzer Prizes?
Hang on. Maybe I'll change your mind. Will Romeo, scion of his bear shifter clan, has returned to Verona, Georgia to take over the Romero business and to continue the centuries-long feud raging between the Romeros and Carpathians. But when Will sneaks into a forbidden Carpathian masked ball, he collides with Jules Carpathian, and his life is changed in an instant. The only daughter to the Carpathian clan chief, Jules is Will's sworn enemy. But she's also the most beautiful woman he's ever seen, and he can't resist how he's drawn to her. It goes on and on.
It sounds wonderful to me. I was glued to that. Does that sound fantastic? I mean, I don't know. You just...
For Taming of the Shrew, Cat Francisco hates love. Love killed her friend, drove her mother away, and brought down a curse on her and her sister. So when a stranger comes to town and won't stop flirting with her, Cat, a powerful witch, isn't having it. Except true St. John is so annoyingly clever. She'd rather trade barbs with him than coo sweet nothings at anyone else. But when she finally gives in to her desires, she finds that love is bigger and more complicated than she ever imagined.
No way.
Because true St. John is a bear shifter.
Let's go, dude. I'm really disappointed there wasn't. You know, I would have personally gone for the shrew shifter. Maybe it's
right there.
It's, yeah, if it's too on the nose, correct me, but boy, does that sound like a great angle.
Yeah, make him shift into a shrew, and it's like they're perfect mates. What?
What? Yeah, she's a shrew, he's a shrew. We all shrew the house down. We all shrew. Shrewly, that would be a better choice, but I guess maybe she's just really into the bear thing.
Bears are pretty hot.
Yeah. Shift, I mean, the implications of a bear shift. You're a werewolf, you know, you can be a gangly, scrangly, scaredy pants kind of guy if you get turned into a werewolf, you know. That comes for anybody. Mm-hmm. You can be a nerd by day, cool werewolf by night. But if you're a bear shifter, I think there's kind of an implied haughtiness, as you said, to your personality. But what this has really got me thinking is other Shakespeare stories, and I'm sure they're way ahead of us in the room.
They've only done 4. Lily Cahill has, anyway.
I just feel like you really need to compliment it, and you really need a good angle. The romance ones are... Well, there's already shifting in Twelfth Night, isn't there? There's a donkeyman.
Isn't that Midsummer?
Midsummer, is that what it is? Yeah, I think, yes. Twelfth Night, I think there's a dream of shifting. But Midsummer, it's really there. There's a lot of pucking around, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shakespeare really is a gift to... Julius Caesar?
Ooh.
Who's shifting in that one, and to what? Brutus shifting into... I don't know. Antony's definitely a shifter because he's very sexy. I think that's got to be a part of it. Antony and Julius Caesar are having some sort of shifter romance, and Brutus doesn't have a cool shift, so he gets jealous that Antony and Julius Caesar are doing shifter stuff. He shifts into like a jellyfish or something.
I went to the box set page. I know the cover I sent you is an alt cover. Most of them have just a picture, the same picture of a bear, on all the covers, and they don't look bad, these covers. But what I'm about to send you, well, I'll send a snippet of the covers first. I didn't get all of them, but okay, you can see what's going on.
Yep, the same sort of, you know, sepia toned fucking dry humping.
But there's this picture.
That's the least sexy bear I've ever seen. That's the most. That bear is nothing but quizzical. He's got a little smile on his face. That looks like a bear that would hang out with Winnie on the weekends, not, you know, go trying to get some weird Georgia sex.
This bear's battle. Not going to mate with anybody.
Anybody but a big pot of honey.
Do you
and
have
a comfy couch.
Do you have a 200 level review for us?
Yeah, yeah. See ya, Shifters of Verona.
Now that we're all fuzzy.
All fuzzy and warm. I'll bring it somewhere. Speaking of fuzzy and warm, sure, that's a segue I'll go with. And I'll also get us on track with the very clever, very funny gimmick of our reviews this episode. Good Sense 200 mg ibuprofen tablets, fever reducer, pain relief from body aches, headaches, arthritis, pain, and more. This is a 500 count, but of 200 mg tablets. Of course. Galactic Hat has this review. Good value for 500 tablets at 200 milligrams each, they write. It's a good idea for me to do a bit of stocking up as I'm not sure which way the world is turning, and I don't want to be stuck without the necessities if I don't have to be. A bit of foresight has had me purchasing in bulk just to be safe. This is great value. The tablets work perfectly, and the expiration date is 7/2024. No fuss. Big bottle, which will be beneficial for me or my neighbors who may run out. Let's all help each other as we move forward. Great buy, all around 5 stars.
What apocalypse do you think you're going to be living in? That's
one of his own creation.
Zombie video game level stuff, or like future, some Fallout. Ooh, I found a small bottle of pills. This is currency.
Of all the, like, funny, like, ha-ha, this is future, in our dystopian future, this is the currency. Ibuprofen as currency may be the most believable to me. There's few things better on God's green earth than some ibuprofen. Mountain Dew. The sweet dew of the mountain is the only chemical compound created by man. Powerful enough to battle ibuprofen. I mean, get a little... You get your fucking leg bit off by some radioactive bear. Just lie.
Pop a couple.
What more do you want than ibuprofen? Right? That's the first thing I'm asking for. It's true. Someone baby bird some ibuprofen onto my open wound. It'll be better in a fortnight.
I don't know. There are things I will stock up on. I don't know that ibuprofen is one of them.
So you're saying it's just not at the it's not we must be somewhere pretty low on this prepper's priority list with this review.
Yeah, it's not my priority to have that water, potable water.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna need that clean undies. Gonna need them.
I'm ditching undies long before I ditch ibuprofen. You know, I think we differ there. Going commando pales in comparison to a mean migraine, you know?
I don't think I've ever properly suffered from a migraine, so I don't know what it's like.
Yeah, even if it was just a headache, I don't know if I can handle the apocalypse with a headache going on.
Just one more thing to deal with on top of all this.
There's going to be so much. And the headache's going to put me over the edge. That's the difference between a man and a ghoul. All right?
You might be convincing me.
Have you watched the Fallout show?
I haven't. I've heard good things, though.
The one of the main gimmicks is the main cowboy guy is a ghoul. So he's sort of like a feral radioactive dude. But he takes the drugs that keeps his brain all good. And we see some that don't take the drugs. But the little huff, the little like... It's kind of like they huff some... it's like a... Asthma medicine type thing, but it's filled with jet or whatever drugs. I forget exactly.
Sick.
So yeah, some, but that's it. I think it's just actually ibuprofen. he just takes a sweet snort of ibuprofen every morning, and it keeps the ghouls, keeps the ferals away.
Well, all right then. I can't hate that.
Yeah, but I guess the real question: would you want a gun or would you want some ibuprofen?
With gun comes ibuprofen. Or a gun that shoots ibuprofen.
You know what? Now that you mention it, that same cowboy cool guy, he has a very funny gun that goes poonk and shoots like a big pellet when he shoots it. Maybe that's just a big size ibuprofen. Sort of ironic way to kill someone.
Oh, are you hurt? Yeah.
Let me patch you right up. Poonk! There's a big old hole in him. But yeah, I think, I don't know. It's in my supply kit, but if it gets lost, no, I take it back. I'm not becoming a ghoul. Stock up on the good stuff.
Nah, I wouldn't want it.
Especially in Illinois down there, dude. Ooh. It's going to be ghoul central.
Ghoul city.
You can spray a ghoul with some ibuprofen and they'll just become a man again. Naked. And... Do you have a review?
I have a trio of reviews from IMDb for the movie 200 Cigarettes.
See, I'm glad you plumbed those depths because I looked and I said, there's nothing funny here. So I trust you. I trust that.
Did you find the movie?
The movie 200 Cigarettes? That's the only movie with 200 in it.
Yeah.
That is, like, not weird.
I found something we can talk about.
You bet.
I'm going to start with the positives, I'll say. I'm going to... I'll go with this one. From... IMDb user Nice Rova, who titles their review, Christina Ricci is wonderful. They write, I'm a non-smoker, and I definitely think there was too much smoking in this movie. But the movie itself was awesome, thanks mainly to Christina Ricci. Not only is she incredibly beautiful, she is also a terrific actor. If you haven't seen the movie yet, then you are missing out big time, 10 out of 10.
I know nothing about this movie. I mean, I guess Christina Ricci being wonderful is enough reason to see a movie. But
yeah, smoking and Christina Ricci, okay.
Isn't complaining about cigarettes and 200 cigarettes a little bit like seeing cats and complaining about cats?
I think so.
I do that, though, so yeah. That's a horse apiece. What else you got?
Watching Magic Mike and complaining about all the hunky men.
All the magic going on stream.
I'm not ready. I personally don't like this stuff, but it's there. I have a review from Acid Star. Now that's a sick name.
Yeah, that's cool.
Acid Star wrote this review October 17th, 1999.
Wow, right? Let's go.
They titled their review, Well Worth My Time, An Excellent Pick. And they write, I thought this movie was definitely worthy of my time. The plot was cute, and the list of actors/actresses was amazing. I think that every actor/actress played their part perfectly. Many people may be annoyed at Christina Ricci's Long Island accent and attitude, but that's the character, and she did a great job of playing it. And who does not love a good 80s movie also? An added bonus is that Elvis Costello has a cameo. Come on, you should see it just for that. A really good movie that didn't get enough recognition. 10 stars out of 10 stars.
People that love it, love it. But there's a name. They keep talking about this cast, but I know there's a grenade in that cast.
There's
sleeping.
A grenade and his brother.
Oh, his brother's hanging out too. I didn't know that part.
Yeah. And actually, the one review that I recently read that did name him said he did a good job and was funny.
Yeah.
We're talking about Ben Affleck.
That monster.
But I've just got this third review from Mikey Jack. They title the review, Nope, just another bad movie. And write, bad characters, bad dialogue trying to pass as witty. Just a bad, bad movie. Painful at times. Not far off from a Talking Heads movie, yet the conversations were slow enough that even if the movie involved gunfire, they'd still be boring. And no, the characters would have been stereotypes back in 1981 as well. A bad movie is a bad movie no matter how one tries to sell it as a, quote, well, you had to be there. Well, I was there. It wasn't like that. It didn't suck this much. No excuses, please. See The Last Days of Disco if you want relative accuracy. 200 would suck in any era. 1 star.
I don't want to pick sides. I haven't seen this movie. I haven't even seen a trailer, but That the vitriol there seemed genuine. Seemed
it did.
I trust that shooter for whatever reason. I can't put my finger on it.
Let me read through the cast list here, though. We've got the Affleck brothers, Ben and Casey, youthful ones too. I love a youthful Casey Affleck in general, but
just a, yeah, he's just a baby boy.
We've got Christina Ricci. We've got Paul Rudd, Kate Hudson. We've got Martha Plimpton, the girl with the glasses from the Goonies. Courtney Love is in there. I don't know what to say about her. I don't know.
I don't know what the hell she's getting up to.
We've got Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Elvis Costello, for whatever reason.
The most intriguing to me is Paul Rudd. A 90s era Paul Rudd. Sign me up.
It's got Josh Radnor in it. He was from that show that people watched and I didn't.
Josh Radnor?
He's the guy from How I Met Your Mother.
No, people don't watch that show.
People did. And I was like, okay, go for it.
That's so much on. And you're watching How I Met Your Mother. This guy was who is this? He was a tour guide in Not Another Teen Movie. He looks like a guy that's funny, but yeah, I ain't watching no damn How I Met Your Mother. I don't know, 200 cigarettes? Yeah, I was looking at that. I was like, well, there's no other movies that look like they even really exist besides this one. But yeah, I needed more attachment, but the vitriol brought me there. I just needed to find that one.
Yeah, I found the vitriol, and I needed to find the contrast, and it worked enough.
Well, I think that's been about 200 seconds of content. I don't know. What's like the amount, whatever amount of time would equal 200, that's the amount that this podcast is done, which means we need a break. Okay, see you in a second.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the 200th episode. Go out and play Super Mario and the Thousand Year Door.
Hey, that's as good a recommend as anyone. That's a masterpiece. Yeah.
That's just, I don't know, I'm thinking of numbers, apparently. But what it's time for is a precious Max, okay?
Okay.
I know, I see you, little scarecrow new listener. What is Precious Max, you're wondering to yourself as you twiddle your straw thumbs. Precious Max is the segment where we just get a big old stack of reviews and we pump away until we've lifted all of them off of our desk.
All about that Max.
I thought about doing something else, but no, it's 200. I should try and stick to the 200 theme. So I've got Google reviews for 200 cut rate liquors and grocers. Let me get specific on this. Let me figure out exactly where this place is.
So it's a grocery, it's a liquor store called 200.
Yeah. And it's in Chicago. How would you like that?
Lots of alcoholics there. Probably does well.
It's at 204 East 47th Street.
I see. So it's on the 200 block. I understand.
That's the gag. Yep. Here's a review from Zabora Funches. Zabora writes, I've been going to this store ever since I was a kid. I'm 39 now. The same love and respect I've given Steve is the same in return, as well as Puddin' and Birdie. They don't play, and I just love them. They're always so nice. The entire store rocks. Mwah! 5 stars.
You don't go through life and get a nickname like Puddin' or Birdie if you're not a nice person. You just don't.
So it must be. It must be good. It
must be a warm family-style liquor store. I hope she used kid as like, you know, in the loose, like, oh yeah, a college kid.
Mm-hmm. Right. Maybe you go in and get your Cheetos or something.
Your Cheetos and your little firecracker whiskey.
Here's a review from Gold Gillis. Gold simply writes, Google Gold Gillis, 5 stars. Bit of a con there, I think. But if you do Google Gold Gillis, you immediately get all the songs. Gold is on Spotify, on Apple Music. Known for such songs as Reverse Cowgirl, Thick Thighs Save Lives, Back That Thang Up, and Ain't Right.
I just, my man has got to know that no rapper has made it through Google review.
He's just spreading the wealth. He's like a modern day Johnny Appleseed, just spreading it.
Just a small little seed of hip-hop music.
I did go to his profile, and other times he does, like, actually write things and then ends with Google Gold Gillis.
Not as much to say about this place, though.
But, hey, he caught my intrigue. I was like, okay, I'll bite. Here's a review from Boris. Boris writes, if you have an old southern recipe for blackberry cobbler, if that recipe calls for a bit of that blackberry brandy, they have it here. 5 stars.
I mean, that's a rather roundabout way to say they have blackberry brandy, but thanks. Must be a hard to find thing.
Yeah, otherwise that's a very specific review. Like the person who's searching every liquor store's review, blackberry brandy, I got the pie, I got the blackberry cobbler.
Man, what kind of... Do pies really be having that? I don't trust like that.
Like I've made a Black Forest cake before, and it had just a touch of cherry liqueur.
Okay. So you do the little... I guess that adds the fanciness, you know, that adds the depth.
You can at least say, this has got a little alcohol in it.
Right, it's just for the... Listen, are you drunk?
Kids can't have the cake, it's just for adults. Ooh, it's got alcohol in it.
Yeah, 2 pieces. Are you good to drive home?
Yeah, I'm leaving, Sharon. Okay. I'll bring the Tupperware back. Here's a nice review from Shola Ola. Shola Ola writes, too many crackheads hanging around in the parking lot. It's close to the train station, so I suppose you can expect that. It's a small setting. You can generally find what you're looking for in a short period of time. 4 stars.
I guess, I don't know. I guess a crackhead infestation is worth taking off just 1 star.
Knock a star off, yeah. If you take into consideration that it's near the train station, they're doing the best they can.
Despite the crackhead's good experience, 4 stars. I can respect that.
I've got to go back to my Googling for this last review.
It does remind me of when I lived in Chicago. That would be my same review of the 7-Eleven down the block from me. Oh, yeah, real, you know, small, get everything you need real quick, in and out, fast service. A lot of crackheads outside, though. maybe 4 stars.
Okay. I'm very glad this changes everything. I'll just read the review first. I don't know how I didn't see this person's profile name. This is a Google review from Y'all Know Day Day. Y'all Know Day Day writes, fun fact, this is a location where Dave Hollister shot One Woman's Man at. 5 stars. And at first I was like, does it mean someone was shot there? And that's a fun fact. But now I have Googled Dave Hollister, and this is... these musicians are putting in their work. Dave Hollister is a recording, an American singer, just like Gold Gillis, who has a song called One Woman Man. So the music video must have been shot outside 200 Grocer and Liquor.
I guess you got to respect, you know, monogamy even if it's outside a crackhead infested liquor store in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That's something to be put on a pedestal and sung about. This man's got, well, this man's going to a liquor store. There's crackheads there, but he still only wants one woman. It's not so tough, is it? This man doesn't care. You know, he shops in places where the people shop. All right, he's a man of the people. But still, he's only got time for one woman, and that's something we can all learn about, isn't it, folks?
I'm taking the song too.
Oh, you jamming right now?
I'm jamming to it.
Uh-oh, dude. You're gonna be a 200 head. You're gonna be going there.
Ooh.
You're gonna be taking pictures, selfies at all the corners, getting your Hennessy from the 200.
Okay, it seems a little soft when it gets to the lyrics, but the intro's got a
nice
some
beat, huh?
It's got some funky organ working.
Oh, look at this! Look at this fella. 15 years ago. Okay, so this was kind of a, this isn't just some independent artist. This was a phenomenon here.
This guy's established.
This is kind of, it's got kind of a, what's that? What's my favorite music video episode? 1,000 Miles?
Oh, sure,
by
yeah.
By Vanessa Carlton vibe. Yeah. Except instead of playing piano on the back of a truck, he's just in the back of a nice car looking around the inner city of Chicago here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there I see. I just paused exactly on the frame with Cut Rate Liquors in the background.
I mean,
it's famous.
I guess if you're a Dave head and sort of a Chicago landmark aficionado, I guess it's a cool tidbit. I'm kind of just enjoying Dave's different jackets Dave's is rocking in this picture. That's really the momentous. Yeah, if you want to see a man rock several different nice leather jackets, look up Dave Hollister One Woman Man.
Yeah.
Fun. Oh, I see. I think they may be shopping there in some sort of corner store. Could that be Dave? Could that be Dave? Oh, Dave is wearing a white hat. You people have to see this. Look, Dave Hollister, One Woman Man. Truly amazing stuff. We got anything else about this?
Nope, that's it, though.
Groundbreaking. All right. Actually, Matt.
Yeah?
I know I said there is no other movies worth getting reviews with 200 in the title. I found some absolute trash for us to enjoy from IMDb. 200 Degrees. It's a 2017 movie. This first review goes over the plot pretty well. I got two reviews. Let's see if we'll get to the second one. It's a little weirder, but Darius Langhoff writes, "I like minimalist motion pictures. This appears to be one of such kind. One man, one room, a few other voices. A man, a broker, is locked up in an oven for an unknown reason.
God.
But a menacing voice demands from him $1 million, lest he become an overcooked tart. He does not have the sum, but he is given time to find and transfer it. The man is not incommunicado. He has a phone and can call whoever he wants, which includes his brother, a cop, his mother, his business partners. What strikes the viewer during his phone talks is the tone of voice of the interlocutors. This sounds like a Beetleborg type villain. Strangely detached and disinterested, although help is offered. All hinged on what and how would be constructed on the basis of a not-too-original premise. Devilish disembodied voice taxing the trapped anti-hero. Foreboding music created some tension and mysterious atmosphere. Unluckily, about 45 minutes into the movie, the script runs out of ideas and sees no direction where it should go. The phone exchanges become sillier and sillier, and even the voice veers from one of substantial comment to another. I guess the ending halfway through the film, the hero's family has arranged that whole ordeal for him, and I was wishing I would be proved wrong, then this might be something not quite worthless. But I was right, and there the laughable closing coda disintegrates whatever value was presented earlier. However, there is a nice little twist at the end. Don't swindle a swindler. 3 out of 10 stars.
Hmm. It sounds intriguing. I'll give it that.
You could, I mean, yeah, you get to see Eric Balfour. He's kind of a handsome guy. Yeah, sure. Hanging out in an oven.
Like, I've watched similar People Trapped in a Place movie. It was like Hypercube. Is that the name?
I remember I had a friend who was into the Cube.
I wasn't super into it. It was a little weird and gross. But still, it could capture some of my imagination. And what was the dang?
I mean, there's a lot of Saw vibes, right? Saw is probably very popular. Sure. Trapped with the voice telling you to do things.
The Cell? Is that the name of...
Now, I'm familiar with the Cell Saga, but that's about Goku.
There was some movie, it was like a Spanish language movie that came out a few years ago where platform, that's it, isn't it?
The platform. That sounds like a movie where they're trapped on Final Destination with Fox.
It's a vertical prison with only one cell per level, 2 people per cell, and one food platform, like an elevator that starts at the top and just goes to the bottom. So, like, the people above you are eating and you get their scraps, and the scraps you leave go below. It's pretty intense.
That's got a bit of a, what's it called? That, the movie about the train in the snow.
Oh, Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer, yes. Yeah. Whereas there's a different train cars are sort of different classes of people. Yeah, we've probably named a bunch of movies that are more interesting than 200 Degrees here. I guess the end of the review reveals the end of the movie and the reason why. But what got me was the indifferent people on the phone.
I think that's kind of funny.
It is kind of funny. Can you imagine calling your mom and telling her you're in an oven and she just is kind of indifferent about it?
Okay. I kind of got like, is he going to call Regis Philbin? Hey, what's going on?
This Regis is your lifeline. Some lifelines. Yeah, I heard you're the lifeline guy, Reg.
If you want to watch a movie about someone who's isolated and trying to make the best of it or beat the system, that's the odds are stacked against them, just go watch Moon.
Moon.
Moon. Yeah, type it in. Moon movie.
Oh, look at that. 2009. Yeah. Sam Rockwell, say no freaking more, dude. But we'll let Welchy Katie leave us with their review.
Okay.
This one was funny to me. 200 Degrees, too distracted by sexist hypocrisy to really watch.
Oh, no.
All I can say is that if the protagonist had been a female, she would have almost immediately be stripped down to her underwear. Ooh. This guy removes his jacket at the start and then remains fully clothed, socks and shoes included, all the way through. I can't get over the blatant double standards here. And before anyone thinks I'm being overly sensitive, we actually, completely unnecessarily, see tits. Incredible.
Nice.
The guy is in insane heat. Gets soaked so it is not only absolutely boiling but humid. And keeps all his clothes on. Then we see boobs because the woman could have had a bra on and we still would have known that she was a prostitute. Okay. I'm so incensed by this aspect of the film alone that I was too distracted by my ire to concentrate properly. Relatively interesting concept ruined by unabashed hypocrisy. Points for the setting, as I really hate the heat, so it did make me go, ooh, quite a few times. Of course, followed by, what absolute cretin wouldn't take some of their clothes off? Oh yeah, someone who's not being objectified, 3 stars.
I've just gone to the IMDb page, the Parents Guide. Uh-huh. Sex and nudity says severe, but the comment is women in underwear at start of movie passes very quickly. So
the classic put some titties in the beginning of the movie for the you know, those blockbuster rental factor. But yeah, I mean, you got Eric Balfour in an oven and you're not taking a shirt off. That is wild, right?
Maybe that's in his contract.
Yeah, just like Rock can't lose a fight. That one's my favorite. Do you got a review to finish off this 200 here?
Yeah, you know, one of them is for another food mart, so I think I'm going to change the flavor and do this review for the 200 apartment complex in the city of Jackson in the state of Michigan.
Sounds very, like, a very dystopian, capitalist dystopia name for an apartment the complex, 200. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's very, it's either like the 200 last people on Earth or like 200 elite people can only live here. And if like too many people live there, some die, something like that. Anyway.
Anyway, we have a review from Kristen Ewers. Kristen writes, in all caps, the property manager needs an attitude adjustment. I have never seen someone with such a power trip. It's Jackson, Michigan, for crying out loud. One star.
I don't know. What could she mean by that? I'm technically from Michigan.
Yeah, there is a response from the owner.
Oh, lovely.
Kristen, please accept our sincere apology for the way that you were made to feel during your inquiry with our community. This is not the representation that we want to portray of the 200, nor Jackson. Please allow us another opportunity to make a better impression. My name is Kat. I am the community manager, and I would love the chance to reintroduce our community to you. As I do not have your contact information, please feel free to contact me when it is convenient for you.
I'm looking up Jackson, Michigan. I'm guessing it's a town of 30,000. I'm guessing okay. She's saying, this is podunk nowheresville, bro.
How dare you be exclusive?
It's not 200, dude. That's the type of shit where, like, when, you know, you gotta bring in what kind of utensils. These forks won't, these forks. You need more salad forks. How can you serve guests with such china? It will not do.
You've got one off-white napkin in the linens.
Oh, can you imagine, dude, in the 200? This isn't a 200.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really.
Landlords are not your buddy. I don't know. I don't expect them to be good.
Yeah, it's not necessarily their job to let everybody in. I don't know. What can I learn about Kristen Ewers from the rest of her reviews?
Yeah, right. Oh, there's not a lot to go on about this situation.
So we have just a handful of other reviews from Kristen here. I'll just read snippets. A Texas Roadhouse review. She starts off her review one star because no stars is not an option.
Classic.
Yep.
Haven't heard that one before. So you think we got a classic Karen on our hands here.
Well, I'm continuing to read this Texas Roadhouse review. The manager on the evening of Veterans Day was rude and absolutely disrespectful to a veteran in front of several guests, telling him that he was nothing special on Veterans Day. Ma'am, because of him and other men and women, you are able to continue living in a free country while being a Karen. So Kristen is a Karen caller outer.
Sure.
It seems.
A projectionist, if you will.
Maybe.
Working at the movie theaters on the weekends.
Yeah.
The projector.
Kristen also writes a review for the Mirakai Hair and Lash Bar, which starts out, I contemplated writing a review, but here it is. Like, what?
So, the word she's looking for is so. And or so would be so great there, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I thought you meant replace the entire sentence with so, and then so, carrying on to the review.
That would work even better. That's even better, too.
Because we can see the review is here. Here it, right. It is. I can see it. You don't need to say here it is.
You're absolutely right.
I came in a while deleted. Ago to receive lash extensions.
This lady ain't got no lashes, and she gets mad when, I don't know.
Veterans aren't respected.
Well, I'd like to think there was a lot more going on unmentioned there.
Texas Roadhouse, you never know what's going on.
Texas Road, yeah, I kind of feel like that when I walk in. When I know I'm going to Texas Roadhouse, I gotta, you're either gonna have the best experience in a cheap steakhouse you've ever had, or it's just gonna be the most dog shit service you've ever had. Like, there's no in between there. So it's a roulette. I think that's part of the fun, right?
It is.
You get that cowboy gun out, you put some apple cinnamon butter in one of the chambers, you spin it, put it up to your mouth. And hopefully you'll get some delicious apple butter, but you might get some weird service, especially if it's busy. No, it's the worst, though, when you're in Texas Roadhouse and, like, the service is going so slow, and all of a sudden they gotta do a goddamn birthday hoedown. Like, doesn't have my waitress have something? She's managing, like, 20 tables right now. You think she's got time for a 3-minute birthday hoedown?
Nah.
I don't think so.
I need a refill on my electric blue lemonade.
Exactly, exactly. The refill game there is abysmal. You got to know that going in. But what else you got to know going in? I don't know. That this show has to come to an end sometime, doesn't it? Review Party 200 is over. But the good news is you made it to the Real Ones Club, Scarecrow, new listener.
Nice.
That's right. You're a real bad dude for listening to the whole episode. We appreciate it. So thank you. Thanks to all the listeners out there, new and old. We got new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. This is the 200th one. I don't know. Here's to 200 more?
Good.
Sheesh. That's scary. But if you'd like to help us battle those Sunday scaries, why don't you send us a review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can give you some credit. You can send it a hyperlink, JPEG, whatever you gotta do. We'd love to see it.
You can find us on social media, Scarecrow, at reviewparty.com, on Instagram and TikTok, at least for the next couple of weeks, I assume.
I think I saw it. We got 9 months.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're still going to be beating that dead horse for a minute.
All right. Love it. We're also on Twitter/X, at Review Party Pod. We've got a website, reviewparty.com. Hey, Scarecrow, get yourself there. Say hey to Dorothy, because there's a whole lot of blue to be seen. There's blog, there's episode, there's shop, there's blue. You won't regret it.
Also, on the TikTok, if those 9 months are up and there's no clear TikTok replacement, we do have an informant in another country who may keep uploading for us. So we're future proof, baby. ReviewParty.com is one of the 200. We're in that exclusive Fallout shelter. No, who else we're inviting to that bad boy? Did you just talk about the website? No,
I did.
I'm getting ahead
of
myself.
I did.
You did? Sheesh, that was quick. Go to the website. Cool stuff on there, guys. No one else is cool. Nosebleeds. That's the band who've been playing that song you heard throughout the episode, Bread for Breakfast, it's called. They let us use it because they're super cool. There's a bunch more great songs they have if you want to check them out. Spotify is a good place to do it. Nosebleeds. Just search for them. It's one word. They're handsome. Go. I think that's it. Thanks for 200 episodes, my friends who've been listening the whole time.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed it. We got lots more slop to serve you. Extra sloppy, just like this review from Amazon to finish us out. 200-pack mini bubble wands, white bubble wand stick toy, bulk for wedding supplies, anniversaries, Valentine's Day, gift celebrations, wedding, send-off, party paper for couple guests, kids, boy and girl. Amy writes, best bubbles I've ever seen. Best bubbles I've ever seen. Used for a wedding, and everyone commented on how good they were. 5 stars.
Are you a 2-year-old?